Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Haven't done this in a bit here. Look at guys. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made a way for guys like me to make a few bucks online because we can't do it with Twitter or X or Facebook. They've all kind of shut us down from doing that kind of thing. We can't get the reach that we used to get. So if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. All right, I'm telling you, you'll be very happy. Because some of you will complain the prices are too high. Okay, whatever. Why don't you go throw it in the cart, use promo code Joe on the way out. You're going to find out you save anywhere from, depending on the product, anywhere from 30 to 70%. And it's worth buying. And one of the reasons they're going to say it's worth buying is you're buying American-made product. You're buying product from an American company who shares your values, who fights for your values, and wants to support you. What's the problem? See what I mean? I don't get it. Get on the stick, make a change, make things happen. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. 5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, you know, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being involved. You know, I meant to hit this entertainment piece with Sonya. But Jimmy Fallon is, I guess he's off his rocker. Well, we've already known this to a big degree. And employees at the Tonight Show were in a constant state of fear with him or around him. Now, current and former employees of The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon are claiming the NBC production had been so toxic a workplace for years and the show host repeatedly engaged in erratic, nasty behavior with the staffers, leaving them in constant fear. Now, according to a Rolling Stone report, 14 former employees said the show, the working environment was just so bad. And it was far outside the boundaries of what would consider normal in a high-pressure television environment. Because that's what I always come back with. You know, it's a high-pressure environment. Some people can't take it. Some people are squishy. And I will say, you know, Gen Z tends to be one of those generations. So I don't know if this is, do I chalk the whole thing up to Jimmy? But when you see the way he operates, you see what he does out in public, I would say he's a problem. One employee said, it's a bummer because it was my dream job. One former employee said, writing for late night is a lot of people's dream jobs, and they're coming into this, and it becomes a nightmare for them very quickly. The anonymous source said that the ugly behind-the-scenes environment, now you should be fine with anonymous sources because CNN is, MSNBC is, ABC DFG is, anyway, It was ugly. Behind-the-scenes environment began at the top, with Fallon displaying erratic behavior that led to constant shakeups in the show's leadership. I mean, really, when you think about it. They were belittled and intimidated, said one former employee. And that was Fallon himself who did it at times. They recalled a pretty glum atmosphere. Staffers weren't happy to go to work. Look, most of the time, people aren't, quote-unquote, happy with their jobs. They wish they had a different job, but they're happy to go there. There's not a lot of stress. I mean, there were almost 50 employees by the time we got done with these interviews. Now, where do you think that's going to go? Probably will go nowhere because he'll fix it long before it happens. Seriously. Anyhow. Well, Gen Z, they're at it again. Man, they're always at it, right? Now, trauma is now considered trendy. Think about that. Trauma, trendy. Yeah, let it come together. Trauma, trendy. And that's thanks to Generation Z. Right? Now, they claim they're done ignoring mental health. But not so much true. Now, there's an online... The online trend all around is trauma. And part of the problem is it's self-diagnosing. They diagnose themselves with these issues. Whether it be health issues, social issues, you know, depression, whatever. And now Gen Z's attempt to destigmatize mental health issues and open up online is making it worse. See, what's happening is... As they're opening up and saying, I have a fear of this, a fear of that, I can't stand this, this scares me over here, I don't feel safe over here. You have two things going on. One or two people will pick up the fact, or a few people will pick up the fact, hey, I sometimes feel like that way. I must have the same thing. And then the more and more you hear people have it, well, geez, I don't have it. But I do feel like that sometimes, so I must have it. This is Joe bringing it down from the 32-page report, right, down to our vernacular of the moment. When people, like, you know, all of a sudden they build up the courage to put it there. I mean, all of this stuff. Think about the 15 minutes of fame that these kids are looking for. Think about what they're getting when they go online. Oh, I've been holding back. I've been feeling like this for so long, but I saw this came forward. Hi, I'm Margaret, and I'm an alcoholic. And all of a sudden it's, oh, you're a teen alcoholic. That's, you're so courageous coming out like that. You're so this, you're so that. I'm sorry you can't tell your parents because you're afraid. I mean... Give me a break. My head's spinning. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to happen. Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to happen.
Joe Messina, your host of the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots of activity on that big interweb, you know, this week. And, you know, again, you're allowing the inmates to run the asylum. We need to stop that. It's just flat out crazy. So Gen Z is now identifying with more, you know, trauma issues, trauma incidents, reasons why they can't is because of all the trauma they've been through. I'm surprised they don't, use being born as a trauma. The latest online trend is trauma. It's all about thanks to a more self-aware generation. So they think. Gen Z's attempt to destigmatize mental health issues and willingness to open up online has spurred a whole new wave of this trauma oversharing on local platforms. Now, Meg Snetzer, she's a trauma-informed somatic practitioner. Not a clue as to what that means, so don't ask me, okay? Now, she's gone so far as label it as a trend, all of this. Because there's no way you can have this kind of uptick in such a short period of time. And I agree with her. I don't know what's happened. I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I don't even really care at this point. You know, I don't understand how you don't see this for what it is. Right? When your kid is having a problem, don't let them self-diagnose themselves. Take them to the doctor. There's a lot of reasons going on there. Kids are trying to figure out why they're feeling how they're feeling. Why they don't feel right in their bodies, why they don't fit right in the community for whatever reason. In all seriousness. And don't let them keep going down that road. Help them out. That's what you're supposed to do. They're your kids. There seems to be a lot of awareness so that people are feeling safe. Safe enough to open up and share their experience. Schnetzer, 32, told the Southwest News Service that when people are able to work up the courage to share, it ignites a whole movement. In contrast, millennials, which I think is scary, have been taught to, invalidate their experiences, which feels easier than when they address them. We come from a generation who were invalidated a lot. We had emotions minimized. We're told to pull yourself up rather than let your feelings. Here's the thing. That is not true. That might be what they heard. It might be what they believed that they were told. But it couldn't be further from the truth. What they were told was, don't let your emotions run you. Don't let your emotions ruin your life. Don't make decisions based on your emotions. Seriously. You know, if you cry over every little thing, every time you stub your foot or you don't get to play a game or you get a bad mark on a test, if you're crying and that's devastating you, those emotions are running your life. They're taking you over. When did that become okay? When does any one of you believe that that's okay? In all sincerity, I'm not trying to make fun. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. But that's what I always told my kids. And that's, you know, again, from a biblical perspective, it's the same way. You don't let your feelings run you. How many of you made, be honest, don't raise your hand, I don't want to see it. But how many of you have made decisions, rash decisions? I can't imagine you make a whole bunch of good ones. But how many of you made these rash decisions in an emotional moment? How many people in the heat of the moment right now are doing jail time for either assault or murder, for that matter, and done during a moment of emotional outburst? Now, emotions, don't get me wrong, emotions are good for you. And the reason I say that is because God gave them to you. But he didn't give them to you for them to control you. He gave them to you for you to control them. There's no reason, no way, no how you should control, you should be moved by your emotions to do something. Okay, look, if you're moved by compassion to help a family out, does that sound like a negative thing? If you're moved by your emotions to feed somebody who obviously haven't had food for a while, that's not a bad thing. Right? But if you're moved by emotion to quit your job, break up, retaliate against someone, that's a bad thing. Think it through. Sit tight and think it through. Now, Gen Z, they're owning their trauma responsibilities. They're making a conscious stand. This is according to Schnetzer, who boasts more than 23,000 followers on TikTok. All in all, I think it's a great thing that a generation seems to be more self-aware. But are they? No, come on, really, are they more self-aware? Or are they using these self-proclaimed issues of theirs, self-diagnosed, not to be able to do, not to have to do? Right? Now, think it through. If I could tell you, oh, you know, yeah, I'm depressed, or I got this, or I got that, I've been traumatized, I have PTSD, that they've decided they have. No one else, just them. Then you have a reason not to. You're let out of your responsibilities. You don't have to do it. I mean, think it through. It gives them a reason to say, I can't even get out of bed today. Well, have you talked to your counselor? Have you talked to this? No, I know. I've read it online. I know what it is. Really that simple. Not in every case. I'm not an expert. But as Dr. B says, there is a lot of people deciding they think that they know what's wrong with them or for them, or what's right for them, how to diagnose themselves. No, don't do it. You're not an expert. There's no reason for it. You might find out that's even worse for you, right? Anyway, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. And the problem with these self-diagnosis stuff, it's picking up steam. And it's not good. So I'm in your house. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. One Republican senator is making headlines for stating the COVID-19 vaccine could be more dangerous than the virus itself. Kentucky Senator and private physician Rand Paul, on the floor of the U.S. Senate this week, argued there are risks to heart health with repeated COVID-19 vaccine use.
If you have had COVID within 3 months and you take a vaccine, you have a profound risk.
Paul and other Republican lawmakers remain wary of any potential future mandates. Former Vice President Dick Cheney is out with an anti-Trump political ad this week. The video shows Cheney glaring at the camera.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump.
Cheney goes on to say Trump knows he lost the 2020 election and has been lying about it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Back, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Really, truly, just be part of the conversation. Make sure you have a clue. Make sure you have the information you need. And then hit it. Go for it. Talk to these people. Let them know what the truth is. Let them know you know the truth, how you know the truth, and back it up. You'll cause them to think, and that's where we want to start, right? We want to start with them thinking about what they're doing. That would be really cool. Anyway, 855-ROLD-JOE, 855-732-5563. A new Harvard study showed that homeschoolers turn out, well, happier. Much more well-adjusted. More engaged. Yeah, seriously. I've known about this, but whatever. Researchers at Harvard University, of all places, right? they released findings from their new study showing positive outcomes from homeschooling students. They wrote in the Wall Street Journal last week that Brendan Case and Ying Chen of the Harvard Human Flourishing Program, they concluded that public school students were far less forgiving, less apt to volunteer, or even attend religious services. Wow. Right? Think about that. That's amazing. The scholars analyzed data over 12,000 children of nurses who participated in a survey between 1999 and 2010. They found that homeschooled children were about one-third more likely to engage in volunteerism, have higher levels of forgiveness in early adulthood than those children who attended public schools. Right? They were also at lower risk of alcohol and drug abuse, lower risk of depression, lower risk of suicide. New findings offer a stark contrast to the portrayal of homeschoolers by Harvard Law School professor Elizabeth Barthollet. She notoriously called for a presumptive ban on homeschooling. Think about that. This was last year or the year before. Now, just before the U.S. homeschool population ballooned to more than 11% of the overall school-age population, or more than 5 million students, in the Journal op-ed case, and Shen challenged their colleagues. The picture of homeschool student that emerges from the data doesn't resemble the societal, socially awkward, and ignorant stereotype to which Ms. Bartholet and others appeal. Rather, homeschool children generally develop into well-adjusted, responsible, socially engaged young adults. The Harvard researchers also discovered that homeschooled students were less likely to attend college than their public school peers. Some media outlets latched onto the finding. You don't need college. There's so many people that have done so well, many, a lot of the millionaires that you know. They just don't need it. Matter of fact, Google and Facebook now doesn't even look for your college degree in many instances before they hire you. Anyway, homeschoolers could be choosing alternatives to college as a pathway to adulthood. College admissions practices may create barriers for homeschool students. It usually does. Seriously. If they can't take the SATs, PSATs, if they can't take tests that show where they're at, God forbid, we definitely don't want public school kids to do that. At least that's the way it looks, doesn't it? Come on, seriously. Anyway, Case and Chen were reached out to by the local news director for additional comments about their study. They included including how they think the homeschooling data and outcomes might have changed since 2010. We're also glad to see that some colleges, including some top-tier colleges, have become more flexible, so they're letting homeschoolers in. When you see the results of this, you can't not understand that kids can do better at home in smaller groups. It's kind of the mindset our founding fathers had. Right? I mean, those kids were all in the same schoolhouse. They were of all ages. And until we decide to step up, really, until we decide to step up, we're going to have a problem. Really step up, not this fake stuff. No, really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And really, reach out to your kids. Reach out to your nieces, nephews, your loved ones, your unloved ones. In all sincerity, it is definitely strengthening them up. Will help them grow strong and stop all this tomfoolery that's going on right now. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I talked about this earlier today. The Sacramento, California Democrats on Thursday passed legislation that would fine school districts for rejecting textbooks or school library books for discriminatory reasons. A bill backed by Governor Newsom. He's expected to sign it. That's Assembly Bill 1078. Figures it was carried by a Democrat. They don't really care about local control at all. Right? I mean, there's more and more school boards becoming conservative in California. Freak them out. So now what they're going to try to do is take more and more control away from the locals. Because you can't possibly have a conservative doing anything as far as they're concerned. Now, Newsom's aides are the ones that actually crafted the bill and gave it to somebody else to carry. Now, Temecula is the one that stirred, Temecula, California, stirred a lot of this up when they refused to put a book out that included the, now they say it was because they didn't want to include gay rights. No. They didn't want to include the gay rights of, the LGBTQ community by a fellow by the name of Harvey Milk. Look him up. Look up his real story. All right? The man slept with 16-year-olds. And he's their hero? For real? I would love somebody from the gay community to call. I've had friends in the gay community tell me that they agree with me. But I would love somebody I didn't know to call and tell me why they don't agree. Why that was okay. Why that guy should be called out as a hero. Newsom really thinks that this is the true freedom state. A place where families, not political fanatics, have the freedom to decide what's right for them. This is what Newsom said, but they don't. They chose their freedom. They chose who they wanted to have control, their school districts or what have you. And you, Mr. Newsom, are turning around going, oh, even though you chose the people you wanted to run your school district, we don't like how they're doing it. So we're going to take that freedom away from you, even though you voted for them. Does that sound like freedom? You have the freedom to decide what's right. No, we don't. You took that away. All students deserve the freedom to read and learn about the truth and the world and themselves. And by the way, he's never been transparent enough to let you know about the garbage that his wife is putting out in videos being shown in schools. Curriculum that's being sold by her to somebody with education outlets. No, he's not a transparent. Matter of fact, he's a bad guy. Conservative groups and California School Boards Association opposed the bill. And though the legislation was amended last week to remove two previous opposed by the CSBA, the group argued it would still allow unfettered state intervention before a school district is made aware of a complaint and has an adequate opportunity to review and remedy. No, it's not going to do anything. Right? The bill would allow the state to fine districts that they block books because they include representation of marginalized groups. Wait, wouldn't you have to prove that? No, really. I mean, realistically, the book isn't being marginalized or taken out, or Temecula didn't want to kill the book because it, you know, had a gay and lesbian character in it. No, they wanted to kill the book because what they had was they were trying to hold up a man who basically had who committed statutory rape with a 16-year-old boy. Look it up yourself. And this is what we're supposed to put up as a hero. Really? So I'm a senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Toby Senior host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It is the way we win. It is the way we make a difference. And just keep fighting. I don't know any other way to put it. Just keep fighting. Don't give up. Your kids, your freedom, your liberty is worth fighting for. Give it all. Give what you got to give. Our founding fathers did. And some of you always talk about our founding fathers. You always talk about how great they were. About how much you want to protect your freedom. Well, if you really want to protect your freedom, you may have to do what they did. You may have to give up a lot. Are you willing to do that? No, really, in all honesty, are you willing to do that? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously, be part of the solution. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged. Well, George Stephanopoulos took about a minute to go through and try to help us understand, try to explain, you know, what why do people not see the value of Joey B. Really, think about it. Take a listen. I mean, it's really confused him. Okay. Yeah, that didn't work out well. There you
He's tied with Joe Biden right now.
Yeah.
It is kind of shocking in a way that despite all of the baggage that Donald Trump carries, he's tied with Joe Biden right now.
Yeah, I mean, George, when I looked at that recent poll, the Wall Street Journal, I said, oh, this could keep me up at night. Look, the problem is, and the biggest challenge we face as Democrats, I say we because I'm a Democrat, is that young voters, young black and Latino voters, they're not ready to come back to the party. They're not even looking at the so-called messaging that's being sent to them about the economy, about climate change, about student debt relief. They are worried about their future. And right now, they're looking for a leader who represents their values and their vision. And I think the president's campaign is going to have to really, you know, go deep and go hard to motivate those voters to come back within the Democratic Party coalition. Because without them, it is a tight race, and it's going to come down to four states.
Yeah, really, seriously. You know, it's not going to help just bringing back the young voters. Right? Because the young voters, first of all, they were promised. You guys couldn't deliver. You knew you couldn't deliver. Wiping out their student debt. Like I said, why don't you, will you do that for my wife? Will you pay her back the money that she paid? Really, in all reality. Will you pay back the money that she paid for her loans? How much reimbursement are you going to give? It's not fair. It's just not fair. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, even in Texas, a state that we thoroughly had, and we didn't pay attention to, and we allowed them, yeah, you hear me, them, to come in. Now, a federal judge said last week that he will stop a new Texas law aimed at keeping sexually explicit materials off of school library shelves. Have you heard that? Sexually explicit material is approved in high school and junior high school library shelves. It's okay, according to a judge in Texas. So District Judge Alan Albright indicated during a hearing that he will grant a temporary injunction sought by a group of book groups and sellers, including two Texas bookstores, who sued the state over House Bill 900. The group's lawyers said in a statement, Albright will issue a written order in 1 of 2 weeks. In the meantime, the state cannot enforce the law, according to the statement. You know what? If I was Governor Abbott, I would just say, okay, look, you're not getting your money for these. You want to have these books in there? Fine, go for it. This is how much money you're going to lose for not following the rules. HB 900, which was approved during the year's regular legislative session, it requires school library vendors to rate all the books and materials for appropriateness before selling them to schools based on the presence of sex depictions or references and all of that. What is it? Is this judge a pedophile? No, really, seriously. What possible positive anything could allowing these kids in junior high school and high school see depicted sexual scenes, whether it's oral sex, any kind of sex, what positive impact could they have on them? Right? The plaintiffs argue that the law violates their constitutional right by targeting protected speech. It's got a broad, vague language. The lawsuit further alleges HB 900 would force plaintiffs to comply with the government's views even if they did not agree with them. Wow. Isn't that what you're doing with us, with, you know, forcing the kids to do certain things here in California? Maybe we should use that same ruling, that same law. Or maybe it just needs to go back and be rewritten. In all seriousness. I mean, keep the judge hopping. How do you like that? Most, if not all, of the state's roughly 5.4 million public school children have already begun the 2023-24 school year, right? And the lawsuits include two bookstores. I mean, again, if they have explicit sexual material, sex scenes, whatever, what is, why? I don't understand. Nobody can explain why it's needed. Nobody can explain what the positive side of all that is. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem. And you know what? You can make a difference. You can make a difference with these young people. In all seriousness. Just get informed. Don't sit there like the old fart that you might be. And, you know, in my day, we had to walk to school uphill 15 miles both ways in the snow. Don't do that. Doesn't help your cause. Doesn't help anybody's cause. Right? All right, stories from this week. Let's see what else I got. Here we go. Scientists predict the population correction is coming our way. Yeah, okay, whatever. In 1800, the Earth's population was approximately 1 billion. Fast forward to today, and it has ballooned to around 8 billion. Rapid growth, as per the new study by populationist William Reese, is dangerously unsustainable, pushing our ecosphere to its limits. It's risking population correction that could lead to a widespread collapse of civilization. People, we heard the same thing back in the 60s. We heard this, again, back to Earth Day. We wouldn't be able to sustain. We wouldn't be able to feed the people. The Earth couldn't handle the people. I mean, and where are we at today? Right? I just did that story about the U.S. military services not being able to meet its quotas, partly because we have a problem with obesity in this country. Let that sink in for a second. All right? The Earth's is me. Where are the numbers? Why is it that not all scientists agree on this? Agree on the numbers or how they pull the numbers together? And the rapid growth, my God, we were told on Earth Day that this would be impossible. We wouldn't be able to pull this off. These people, they just never stop. We are depleting Earth's resources at a critical rate. Well, prove it. Where's your numbers? Where's your facts? Not just numbers. Where's your facts and the numbers? Right? We're too busy consuming all of Earth's resources. No, actually, we're not. Because of GMO and other things, we're growing food like crazy. Reese issued a stark warning. In the worst-case scenario, only societies that are both wealthy and resilient might survive. This kind of collapse would act as a correction to the global population potentially occurring by the century's end. Hard to imagine that only the most robust societies would remain. You know, we've been hearing about this. I've been hearing about this since I was a kid, and I'm old. Right? We find new ways. We're living better now than we ever have. I'm not talking about all the political crap. Our ability to heat homes, to cool homes, our ability to shop and buy food, keep food. I'm not all into all the preservatives and stuff. All I'm saying to you is that it's not the doomsday they say it is. All right? They get these scientists to write these pieces and it's supposed to scare everybody into giving Al Gore more money. All right, people, God bless. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. Stay cool. You know what I'm saying? Stay cool. And don't do anything dumb. I want you back here with me on Monday. You've been listening to Joe Messina's show on the Genesis Communication Network.